From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Computer security experts are warning that a new version of the So Big email virus could be lurking in cyberspace. Different versions of the programs have been circulating since January, infecting possibly hundreds of thousands of computers. The latest variation, SoBig.F, has been especially damaging. Investigators are still trying to figure out who is behind the virus. Internet security consultant Richard Smith has helped track down a number of virus writers, including the man behind the Melissa virus in 1999. He says what's unique about the So Big virus is there appears to be a financial motive.
Earlier versions of the So Big virus were used as part of a scheme to spam people, to send out, you know, all these crazy advertisements that would get an email. And that will also provide a way of maybe catching this person, because if he's sort of renting out his services here, he takes over home computers and then rents them out as spam sources, then there might be another way to track him down, is just look to see how he's doing business.
Would the notion there be that this virus is taking over home computers, sort of hijacking them to be an anonymous email address to send spam? What's the motive there?
Right. It's not so much an anonymous email address, but it's just an anonymous computer to blast out spam messages. So the idea is that when somebody receives a spam message and they decide to complain about it, they go back to an innocent person and not the real spammer.
And the financial motive would be that then the creator of this virus could go to a spam company and say, I'll give you all these addresses if you pay me a certain amount of money?
Yes, exactly. He says, here's computers that I control, and you can send spam through them for a while, you know, and it's going to cost you this much money.
Would you figure that this So Big virus is the work of one person, do you think? Or is it likely a team of people who are doing this?
I think in terms of the virus coding itself, it's probably one person, although like any good programmer, is probably borrowing code from other programmers. In terms of the business side of things, if, you know, indeed So Big machines are being used as spam sources, then there could be a gang involved of some sort or other.
Who do you figure is involved at this point in trying to track this down?
Well, clearly the FBI is, and they're the traditional people who track down virus writers, at least here in the United States. Sometimes state attorney general's offices also get involved.
And on the computer end of things?
The computer end of things, you actually have a lot of amateurs looking at this, and companies, antivirus companies, because they're interested in doing this. Myself, I've been looking at the So Big author here for a while now, along with about a half a dozen other people. We've exchanged notes about him.
What kind of notes would those be?
Well, we look for those traces in the sand that he's left at, you know, the newsgroup message, a lot of things like that, disassembling the code, seeing how it was put together. Every little tidbit helps, and just exchanging information about those tidbits that are found.
Have you made any progress, do you think, in trying to figure out who this might be?
Well, a little bit, not a lot. The problem has really been is this author knows really how to hide behind other people, but he keeps leaving little clues behind. He's been pretty visible on the internet, so I think that he might slip up here, but so far he's been good at hiding his tracks.
Do you get a sense, sort of as you deconstruct the clues that he's left behind, of what kind of person this is?
Well, clearly he's a professional programmer of some sort, somebody who's done programming either in college or professionally. A lot of people figure this is probably out of Russia. A lot of sort of the most clever tricks now seem to be coming out of Russian virus writers.
Well, Mr. Smith, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Internet security consultant Richard Smith talking about possible ways to track down the author of the So Big computer virus.